Mr. Nelson.
Thank you. Mr. Smith, you're up, sir.
My name's Robert Smith, 101 on the drive, Hershey, PA.
Raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and all the lie.
I do. Governor's Crossing. It's my understanding the transportation study for this event was done in 2021, January, February, and March, during the COVID season. And that's the transportation study that was presented. By the way, 42% less traffic during that period. 42% less traffic. So I don't know how that traffic study can have any effect on what's going on now. Because traffic now is up at 115% of what it was back then. So that's as far as the traffic study goes. The alley behind Chuck, SA4. The alley behind Fishburne Road and Cocoa Towns.
Did you want SA5?
And maybe it's 5.
It's 5. SA5. You've got to turn.
Okay. Yeah. I just want everyone to understand when we're talking about an alley. I live at 101 Almond Drive. I live right there. Right in that house right there. My property borders on this alley. When we're talking about that alley that runs in behind Seedlings, so you have a better feel for it, supervisors. Imagine the same size alley as the alley behind Caracas and Granada. Same size alley behind Granada and Beach. Same size alley behind Beach and Cedar. Same size alley between Cedar and Maple. That's the alley you're talking about, right there. When you're traveling that alley, you have to pull over off the road, get on someone's property, or pull into a driveway to go by. There is no way that this can be two-way travel. Now, I think Mr. Winter was saying that these houses right here, 105, 107, 111, 115, 117, 121, Almond Drive. These are all Almond Drive addresses, okay? Their property's butt right up against that alley. There is no room to take any property from these houses. Or you're going to be walking out the door onto a street. So I don't understand how anyone, Mr. Strong, or anybody can say, well, we'll just get land and we'll just expand that alley. The other problem that I see is this alley. You come in this alley this way and come down this way, okay? This is a private road. It's a private road. It's not a public road. It's not maintained by the township, okay? This road here, behind here, that's a private road also. So there is no way out. You're going to have to turn around, go back out the same way you came in, dodge traffic, come out here to this so-called red light that the developer is saying is going to be a four-way red light, and go about your business. This just is not a good plan. When would you see an alley turned into a street? When would you see an alley like the alley between Caracas and Granada turned into a street? It would. How would you see an alley like between Cedar and Maple turned into a street? You wouldn't. It just won't happen. The developer's also planning to put a three-story building on that corner right there. Three-story building with antennas, cell phone towers, air conditioning units, and everything else on top. So it's really going to be a four-story building. Is that what the supervisors really want? Is that what we as citizens really want? I know some of the supervisors don't live in town, but I don't think they want that either. They're representing the entire town. I guess it was 2003, that a Wawa was presented in this town. Down on the corner of Cocoa Avenue, right here, and 322, right about there. That's Cocoa, 322. Okay? That was shot down by the supervisors. Why was it shot down? Wasn't a good plan. Why are we going to put sheets here? A 12-pump sheets? With 40 to 50,000 gallons of underground gas. You know how much gas that is? The tanker trunk holds 84 to 8,600 gallons. That's a tanker trunk. Pulled by a tractor. You're going to put 40 to 50,000 gallons of gas underground in this area here. And then right here, there's going to be a daycare. How close is that daycare going to be to 40 or 50,000 gallons? I know, because I own Hershey, Texaco, where Royer's Flowers is. I own that building from 1975 to 1988. I had a gas station there. I had 30,000 gallons of underground gas there. You know how many pumps I had? Four. Four pumps, 30,000 gallons of underground gas. And you can imagine what's going to happen when you get a leak. Everyone remembers Lausanne's Gulf? Remember 2 years worth of contaminated soil? The whole place down there was shut down for 2 years across from the New York Steakhouse, which is now the Chipotle's. It's not good. With relationship to the sheets, you're going to have 24-hour sheets. That means lights are going to be on cars, turning in, turning out, going against buildings, shining in people's eyes, vehicles pulling in and out 24/7. Needless to say, there's going to be noise, lights inside. Is that what we really want as a community like this? Is that what we really want is the sheets right there? It's not a mall. It's not like down there by Gold's Gym. It's not like Weiss's. There were a lot of houses torn down to accommodate this here. Chuck Cray tore down a whole bunch of houses in here. Tore a whole bunch of houses in here. Tore them all down to accommodate a mall. This is a community. This isn't a mall. And then, needless to say, what about the businesses that this developer is destroying? The three seedling businesses. They have a going business. You heard their testimony last weekend today. I mean, you're going to have them disturbed? What about Ron's Barbershop? What about the back of Stowe's building on the corner? What about the back of Stowe's building right there? What about that? What about all the people that are going to be displaced or have cars traveling in their alley who live in Cocoa Towns? We bought Cocoa Towns and its development were kind of immune from the area. It's a private area, very well maintained, nice landscaping. Now we're going to have cars coming in and out and lights shining on the back of our houses. That's not going to work, guys. I can tell you that's not going to work. And needless to say, the developer put a very good case on it. Put a great case on it. Where does he live? Not in Derry Township. The attorney for the developer live? Not in Derry Township. Nope. What about the guy who did the traffic study? Nope. Not in Derry Township. What about the Sheets representative that put their case on? Nope. Not in Derry Township. I don't understand. All these guys come in and are paid big bucks to testify about how great this facility is going to be. Oh, it's going to be the end all. Okay? They don't live here. They're not going to travel these streets. Half these guys haven't even seen what this alley looks like. Half these guys have no idea what they're talking about, what traffic studies are back from 2021, when there was 42% less traffic. January, February, and March. Traffic study from January, February, and March? 42% less traffic? And that's the study that we're presenting? Doesn't make any sense. I had mentioned earlier that Penn State Medical Center owns this road in here, that you go into their facility. Okay. That's a private road. Township doesn't maintain it. That's Penn State Medical Center property. That's not a thoroughfare. And the alley, by the way, I know that Derry Township had purchased this alley, but as per Chuck Emery, Derry Township doesn't maintain this alley. Seems a little funny. They're going to use this as a road, an alley as a road, and Derry Township doesn't maintain it? Proof doesn't meet the pudding here. And what about the daycare? The daycare right down here, KinderCare. I know it's not part of these plans, and the developer's been first to raise his hand and say, no, it's not part of these plans. Believe me, it's the next step. They'll be back here the day they get approval for this, and they're going to be petitioning you guys, the same guys, to put this road in right in there. Mark my words, okay? At KinderCare, they're going to have to knock it down to put that road in. So KinderCare, which has been in business since 1982, there's a business that's going to be thrown out of the window too. So you got KinderCare, three seedling businesses, you got Ron's Barbershop, all these local businesses that have been thriving are now all going to be hammered. When is enough enough?
Mr. Smith, if you can start wrapping it up, please.
Okay, I'm done. I'm good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mr. Strong?
No questions.
Mr. Christ?
No questions.
Mr. Getz?
No questions.
Mr. Greenberg?
No questions.
Mrs. Winter?
No questions.
Mr. Miller? Ms. Means?
No questions.
Ms. Newman?
No questions.
And Mr. Hitchcock?
No questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The board, any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, come on up.
Hi, good evening. My name is Christine Stickler, and I live at 43 Locust Avenue.
Can you say that again, Christine?
Christine Stickler.
Affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the whole truth.
I do. I wanted to keep my remarks short for everybody's benefit. I agree with most of the information that has been presented, of my neighbors in the community. I do hope that some of the members of the board are paying attention because this is really important. I moved downtown Hershey. And part of the reason I moved down there is because it was a neighborhood community where my children could walk. They could walk to the community center. They could walk to school. I can say that certain times I work from home. Certain times a day I don't go out because it's very difficult to turn out of Locust Avenue onto Hawkersville. I can't turn out because the traffic backs up. So if I go up to make a left onto Hawkersville from Locust Avenue, I can't. So I have to drive through downtown or, go further down onto Fishburne Avenue. I'm sure you've heard the anecdotal evidence about how Waze will also take people through downtown Hershey when the traffic backs up. I can second what Mr. Winter says about missing the light right at 322 and Fishburne Road. Traffic backs up. You may sit there for a couple times. And what do people do? They'll go down Elm or down Glen. And I'm a little disappointed to hear that the traffic study that was done was in the middle of winter and that Hershey West End wasn't considered. I think Hershey West End has the potential to be, a wonderful addition to the community. There will be a number of children in that development that are going to need to go to Hershey schools. And how are they going to get there? They're going to have to go down Governor Road or 422. And if we further develop that area and cause more traffic to be drawn there and more turns unnecessarily to be made, there are more people that are going to be going to the downtown area. And I can say on Locust, my son in middle school, he walks and he doesn't have bus service. And the children downtown in that area don't have bus service. And so people that are going to be then avoiding the traffic on Governor Road and the backups are going to, again, during high-volume times, going to the downtown area, which is going to be a safety risk for all of the people that testified here, but also on the other end of the street, and that really needs to be considered. And I really think it's a major oversight not to consider the long-term impact of Hershey West End, and I would strongly encourage this board to think about that and what we want our community to be like longer term. Any questions?
Okay, go through the whole series. Go through the whole series just like everyone else. So Mr. Strong?
No questions.
Mr. Christ?
No questions.
Mr. Getz?
No questions.
Mr. Greenberg?
No questions.
Mr. Winter?
No questions.
Mr. Miller? No questions. Ms. Means?
No.
Ms. Newman?
No question.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Mr. Hitchcock?
No question.
Does the board?
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Mr. Chris, come on. Oh, well, Mr. Chris, sit down. I think someone beat you to it.
Okay.
My name is Bob Welsh. I live on Hilltop Road. I'd like to, excuse me, first of all, thank you people for listening to all this stuff, and hopefully your eyes won't glaze over from listening to all of it. In 2011, we had a storm hurricane, I can't recall the name, in September of 2011.
Lee.
Okay, Lee, anyway. I own the property between Smoke Restaurant, and at the time it was a doctor's office, and it had then become Centric Bank. And they, this was in the fall of, as I said, 2011, and the Centric Bank petitioned, and they wanted to increase the impermeable surface to put a bank there. And so this is a similar to this, what I consider this situation. So I went to, after we had a flood, I went to a meeting. It wasn't a supervisor, so I can't recall which board it was. And I presented all this information. I said, you've got to be crazy. I said, we just had a flood. I had 14 inches of water in my building. How can you possibly increase the impermeable surface by 30%? And I had charts and stuff. In fact, the area down there where Pizza Hut is was, at the time, and I can't believe it's any better, that was considered the worst water drainage area in Derry Township. And so at this meeting, I presented this stuff, my information, and then Centric Bank presented its information saying why they should have that approval to increase impermeable surface because the world needed another bank that would save, cure cancer, whatever they said. And so I'm thinking, man, I don't, whatever they said, didn't make any sense to me. And then the board voted, they voted 5-0 in favor of the bank. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And then I looked at the people that testified, and they were all stockholders or officers or whatever of the bank. And so anyway, after that occurred, the sale went through and they built a bank, and I'm talking to the guy who I don't think had any degrees at all. He's doing the excavation, and he's driving a backhoe from a company out of Lancaster County. He's doing a backhoe and all the land development there, putting in huge pipes. And I said to him, I said, man, where are you going to put all that water? He goes, I don't know. He says, but I'll tell you what, next rain we have, he said, that piece out there is not going to know what hit him, okay? So my purpose for even saying that is because I think you're the man. You got to make a decision here. You got to look yourselves in the mirror. This plan, this whole stuff ain't going to work, okay, period. You can have all the studies and all the world. You can plant grass there and no road. Just plant grass, okay, and it just is not going to work. Now, having said that, if you look at the track now as we speak, all those homes have been razed. There were families there. There were communities there. I know the guy who used to work at Lights Body Shop, and I spoke to him. He said, you know, it's just a shame to watch all these homes have been displaced. All these people have been displaced. Their families have been displaced. And they're just, what is it now? It's a lot that's not maintained, okay? So I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you guys. I just think you have to look yourselves in the mirror. It's an easy decision, right? There is no solution that will involve any more construction, any kind of construction. There is no solution to that. Even if you plant grass, it's going to be a mess. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Just hold it. Sir? Mr. Welch?
Okay.
Mr. Strong?
No questions.
Mr. Christ?
No questions.
Mr. Getz?
No questions.
Mr. Greenberg?
No questions.
Mr. Winter?
No questions.
Mr. Miller?
No questions.
Ms. Means?
No questions.
Ms. Newman?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Mr. Hitchcock?
No questions.
Board?
Nothing.
Thank you, Mr.
My name is David Bruin. That's B-R-E-W-I-N. I live at 105 Almond Drive.
I do.
I have lived in Derry Township since 1983, various properties. I moved into Cocoa Towns in 2002. I live on a lot that backs up to the alley. My lot probably has the second longest expanse of border to the alley because I'm on a curve. I had a screen porch put on the back of my property in 2003. My porch sits 23 feet from that alley, from my back property line. I had to go for a variance, which I did get. So if any amount of my property is taken because of widening this alley, it'll be almost up to my screen porch. I can say that also for almost all the properties along the alley. If it's widened, it'll destroy our properties. I was on the board. I moved into my property in 2002. I became a board member of Cocoa Towns in 2003. And at the time, the alley had huge potholes. It was mostly gravel, but it was traversed by kids riding bicycles and other pedestrians. My concern was that somebody would fall, injure themselves in those holes. So I asked them, I was on the board of Cocoa Towns at that time, and I asked the question, who owned the alley? And nobody knew. So I did a lot of research and found out that, yes, Mr. Hess, as Mr. Winter has testified, owned the property originally, and that was sold to the Reese family. Mr. and Mrs. Reese eventually passed away, and the property was then deeded to their son, Stan Reese, and the daughter, and I forget the daughter's name, who owned half of what is now Cocoa Towns. So they each owned it half and half. It ended up that Stan Reese owned the alley because as the plot plan for Cocoa Towns was developed, the lots were sold individually. So the three alleys or four alleys that surround Cocoa Towns were still owned by the Reeses. About 3 or 4 months later, when I presented this, after I presented it, Cocoa Towns acquired the alleys for $1. And then my concern even became greater because of the potholes. A lot of kids rode their bicycles on that alley, and I thought if somebody fell, injured themselves, Cocoa Towns would be sued. So I got the board to commission me to get a survey done at the alley, and I went to Light and Hagel, and I worked with an excellent person who did the survey for the alley, and that's Chuck. That's why I hired you here, Chuck. Anyway, then once we had the survey, then I worked with George Porter and Mike Priest, who was a member of the board at the time, and we had the alley turned over to the township. I sit on my porch daily. I'm only 23 feet from that alley. I'm right behind Seedings with all the kids and their voices, and it's enjoyable to listen to the kids play out in their backyard. But to widen that alley would destroy the ambiance, would destroy the peacefulness of that alley right now. And there are people that all we've heard is vehicle traffic on that alley. There are pedestrians that walk up the Giant. There are joggers. There are cyclists. It's used by more than just vehicles. And it was planned that way when it was turned over to the township as part of the trails within the township. So to widen the alley would really destroy it. My concern is that if it's widened, it's under the old adage, build it and they will come. And so people will begin to use that alley for vehicle traffic more and more. So I think I can speak for the other property owners along the alley that if you take our property, it will destroy the whole ambiance of Cocoa Towns and that part of our township. I have one other consideration, and it's different. I've heard a lot about the barriers on Fishburne and considering the narrowness of that road now and the barriers. There's been no discussion about fire or emergency vehicles and what that would do to access the businesses and the homes that exist in that area where the barriers will be constructed. So that's my testimony.
Thank you, sirs. Hold on a second. Mr. Strong.
No questions.
Mr. Christian.
No questions.
Mr. Getz.
No questions.
Mr. Greenberg.
No questions.
Mr. Winter.
No.
Mr. Miller. Ms. Beams.
No questions.
Ms. Newman,
no
Mr. Smith,
no.
Mr. Hitchcock,
no.
Ward,
no.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chris, I think you're next.
Can I do something? I make a little
After him, yes.
Okay.
All right, I'm Jonathan Chris. My address is 2865 Church Road, and I'm here to talk about an issue which impacts this, but it also is one dear, near and dear to my heart from where I live. Can you give me a whole slide at the bottom? Slide it up a little bit. There you go. Anybody recognize...
Mr. Chris, are you a resident of Derry Township?
Not by 700 feet, I'm not.
Okay. Public comment's only open to residents of the township.
I thought public comment is anybody.
No, actually, it's just the residents of the township. Under the Sunshine Act, it only has to be the residents. That's the rule, I believe, we've practiced.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Sir, now you can come up.
Hello, my name is Adrian Rosado.
Can you spell both your first and last name?
Yeah, two things. If you can speak up, slow down.
Sorry.
And lastly, if you can spell your name, sir.
Yeah, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rosado, R-O-S-A-D-O.
Okay, your address?
I reside at 672 Fishburne Road.
Thank you.
George, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and the truth to help God?
I do. So I don't really have anything prepared. I just wanted to obviously state some concerns. I know you guys are proposing widen the road, which...
Angel, do you mind making sure you speak into the microphone? I'm having some people say they have trouble hearing you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I know you guys are proposing to widen the road. Obviously, I have a lot of concerns. You know, I guess you guys put up a traffic data thing. You just take the ring information from my house. It'd be cool. My concerns are obviously if you guys increase the traffic, getting out in and out of my house would be extremely difficult. I have three adult drivers plus my wife and I drive. We have a lot of cars in that very small space to take any more of our land to widen the road would be devastating for us. On top of that, I've already replaced my mailbox like four times since I've lived here in 6 years. So last year, a car went through my neighbor's front porch. You know, so clearly there's a lot of issues. If somebody's not paying attention, you guys widen the road, shorten it up, put my front yard instead of 50 feet, 30 feet, 20, whatever it is. Is their car going to end up in my living room one day while I'm watching my grandchildren? You know, I mean, there's just a lot of concerns. So I just wanted to get up here, speak on that. That's pretty much it.
Thank you. We go through the rotation again. Mr. Strong.
No questions.
Mr. Christ.
No questions.
Mr. Getz.
No questions.
Mr. Greenberg.
No questions.
Mr. Winter.
No questions.
Mr. Miller.
No questions.
Ms. Means.
No questions.
Ms. Newman.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Hitchcock.
No questions.
Ford. Chuck.
Your address is Fishburne Road, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That was I'm the one in the corner probably most impacted by all of this.
Chuck,
where the fence is right now.
Huh?
Where the fence is right now.
It's
bring up T4 maybe?
The last house before it's Sand Hill. It's pretty much right there where it is. Okay.
Chuck, can you bring up T4? It might be better. So,
if you guys want a traffic report, I can give you my ring.
So, where are you located, sir?
I'm 672 Fishburne, right there, straight out. Cruz is my wife.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so you're basically at the southeastern corner of Fishburne and the proposed relocated center.
That is
southwestern.
Yep, you're sorry. All right. Okay. Any other questions? That was my only question. Thank you very much, sir.
Yep.
Anyone else? We will have. Come on up. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Douglas Edney. I live at 47 Peach Avenue, but I own the property at 716 Fishburne, which is right behind my house on Peach, where my daughter lives, and she rents from me.
Can you spell your last name?
My last name is Edney,
E-D-N-I-E. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. How does this work? That's me right there. I own this property. I also own the property that's right behind it. Can you bring up the aerial shot? I think that was four. Okay, so this is my house, right there. Mm-hmm. The property abuts the house where my daughter lives, which is right here. We moved into Peach Avenue in 1986. It's just a wonderful neighborhood. My wife and I both worked our entire careers at the Hershey Medical Center. We're both retired now. It was convenient for getting back to work, back and forth to work, and it was convenient to services, but it was still a nice, wonderful property. When the medical center put Hope Drive through, we started getting a lot more traffic coming this way. When the township turned Hope Drive into a three-way stop, we got even more traffic. And they developed this, and especially if you end up putting Hope Drive through, it's going to be even more traffic. Right now, my daughter and I drive back and forth to our houses a lot. Piece of cake. Drive out here, go around there, come in there. Leave her house, come this way, come back to my house. If this project goes through as planned, we'll leave her house. We're going to have to drive down this way, the whole way to Cocoa, down Cocoa to Governor, back over that way around, then back up to the road, come through here. That's one problem. That's just my problem. There are at least 7, maybe 8 residences along this side of the road that if this project is done, won't be able to make a left-hand turn. That will more than double the distance, I think. I didn't measure, I'm sorry, but time-wise, with traffic lights, getting back and forth to the medical center for emergency things. It's just not right to have a project done like this that affects the neighborhood, impacts the businesses that have been there for a long time in such a negative way. So I can understand that, yes, there's going to be some development go on that property there, but it's just way too ambitious and way too much for what the neighborhood and the ambiance and the traffic will allow. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Schrohn?
No question.
Mr. Christ?
No question.
Mr. Gebbs?
No question.
Mr. Greenberg?
No questions.
Mr. Winter?
No questions.
Mr. Rittenbiller?
No questions.
Ms. Means?
No questions.
Ms. Newman?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Hitchcock?
I do have a question.
Excellent.
Got a streak.
What?
If you could come up here so everyone can hear you.
We are neighbors. His kids are my grandkids.
Do you know my daughter?
Yes.
Did your granddaughter play with my daughter?
Yes.
Did they go back and forth between your house and your daughter's house?
Yes.
No further
questions.
Thank you.
Okay.
Does the board... Mr. Endy, hold on. Almost.
Okay.
Got these four people. Any questions for the board?
Thank you.
You're good. Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Going once, going twice. We will have more public comment at the meeting, which is scheduled for August 24th at 6 p.m., and then after that, I think we are going to have, well, we'll see whether or not the applicant's going to put on rebuttal. If not, I'm going to ask the attorneys to be prepared to give short oral argument. I think we're going to, depending on how much public comment we get, looking at about 10 to 15 minutes max for the attorneys. And hopefully, at that point in time, we will be able to close the record. Does that make sense to everyone? Hearing no complaints, we'll close it for tonight. Have a safe trip home. Thank you.